Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for meditation this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 22. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey. And God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 persons, were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers, having been subjected to him. Thus far, our text. In the name of Jesus, whose body was broken for the forgiveness of sins, and whose blood has washed us clean to be children of God, dear fellow redeemed. Peter Popoff is a self-proclaimed faith healer and prophet of God. If you don't recognize the name, you might very well recognize his commercials, in which he advertises for miracle water. In this ad, he appeals to those people who are struggling with debt or unemployment, sickness, or many other physical disadvantages in life. You fill out your information, and he would send you this miracle water for free. And if you follow the instructions in the letter, well, then he would join you in prayer so that the both of you could persuade the heavenly forces that would send a check to remove your debt, or that would bring healing to that lingering sickness. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But there's a catch. You see, in every letter, he asks for a certain amount of money to be sent back as a token of faith, love, and obedience to God. God's mercy has a price tag. One group decided to test whether or not this miracle water was for real. They filled out the information, and sure enough, Popoff sent them a little packet of miracle water with a letter saying that they would receive a check from anywhere from $1,900 to $19,000 in the mail. All they had to do was send one check back worth $19 exactly. One being the number for the Father, and 9 being the number for new birth. Well, over the next couple of months, this group never received their miracle check, but they did receive more requests for money to be sent back. Ended up totaling almost $300 that Popoff swindled out of this group. Unfortunately, many people put their trust in this sort of thing, and a lot of times are indeed swindled out of their money. If that makes you upset, it rightfully should. And yet, Peter Popoff's money scam is not the worst part of it all. You see, he claims to be a prophet of God. As a prophet, he should be teaching the people about what God has done for them. And while there are mentions of what Jesus has done for sin on the website, it is overshadowed by the promise of financial gain. That's most important. In other words, it doesn't matter what Jesus has done for you. With miracle water, you can buy off with Popoff. Heaven will curl to your needs if you only follow his instructions. It's easy to understand why people would be drawn to such a thing. Everyone wants prosperity. No one likes the struggles of life. We want to be happy. We want to be financially stable, to be able to put food on the table, to pay our mortgage, to give our kids a good education. And certainly these aren't bad things to ask for. The Lord is not partial, and the sun rises and sets on the wicked just as it does the righteous. The Lord sends rain upon the unbelievers just as he does the believers. In his mercy, God showers this world with blessings upon blessings, often when we don't even deserve it. And God has invited us to make any request before our Heavenly Father with that childlike trust that he will not turn us away, but that he will hear us. While that is an appropriate thing to bring to God in prayer, the Bible does warn us about the dangers of the desires of our heart. Paul writes to Timothy, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." God is not saying that financial prosperity is bad, but rather, when we put the lust of money ahead of our love for God, well, then we are falling into sin. In truth, this goes well beyond just money. But anything, any other earthly blessing in our lives, whether it is money, our possessions, our family, or dare I say it, even football. Each of these can replace God as the number one in our lives. It's the very first commandment. You shall have no other gods beside me. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we worship these things instead of God. But simply when they take a higher priority in our lives, well, then they become our idol. Popoff's Miracle Water and many other Christian teachers do just that. They make other things the most important thing in your life, whether it's money or whether it's your success, whatever feels right to you is the most important thing. Success is promised through your work and not as a gift of God's grace. Placing our trust in the things of this world or ourselves inevitably leads us away from God. It leads to a life of emptiness. Sure, you might see people who are happy on the outside when you see how prosperous they are. But what about when they are on death's door? What about when all their money, all their possessions are worthless because they don't have an answer or comfort about what comes next? There are no answers or comfort because victory over death does not come through money, but it comes through the death of God's Son. Are the gimmicks of man the solution to all of your problems? Or is there something better? Well, I'm here to tell you that you already have a miracle water. God's miracle water. God's miracle water truly revolutionizes your life. And it has a guarantee to make you the richest person walking this earth. What is it? How do I get my hands on this? It's baptism. Yes, really, it is that easy. Baptism is God's work in you, not our work for God. In it, God washes you completely clean of all of your sins and sets you free from the bondage of sin, death, and the devil. As Peter says in our text, baptism saves you. Doesn't really seem possible, does it? The washing of water and someone uttering a few words should not be able to forgive the sins that I have done. All the lying, the betraying, the gossiping, slandering, blaspheming, the hating, and whatever other perversions my heart can come up with. These are too great to be washed away by baptism. And that would be true if baptism were up to you. But this is God's miracle water. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. That is a power right there. Christ crucified for you. When Jesus suffered on the cross, he did so for the sins of all the world, including you and me. The only one who was righteous took my unrighteousness to the cross. And he suffered the ultimate punishment of eternal separation from God in my place. And he did the same thing for you. Jesus didn't leave anyone out. No matter how close you are to God now, whether you have been a Christian your whole life, or whether you're new, whether you're yet outside of God, or whether you're the furthest thing away from Him, Jesus died for you to bring you to God. Today we are remembering and proclaiming the death and resurrection of our Savior for our sins when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. In this intimate union with God and communion in a united confession with one another, we receive from Jesus' very body and blood the forgiveness of our sins and the blessing that we truly are His children. But this blessing that we receive in the sacrament of the altar is also granted in the waters of holy baptism. Something that is meant for all nations. Anyone who has a sin-stricken heart can find salvation in this gift of God. The best part about God's miracle water? There are no catches, gimmicks, and you don't even have to bribe God for it. The miracle water that Popoff claimed to give was only meant for your earthly struggles. But even then, he had no power over those things. Now, these earthly tribulations are difficult to deal with. But God does tell us that we can expect them to happen. Jesus says in John that in the world we will have tribulation. And Luke records in Acts 14:22 that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. We will have physical struggles in our lives. And if God does remove those physical trials, well, it is a gift of His grace. And certainly God does this routinely, doesn't He? We could spend weeks on end retelling the wonderful majesties of our God. and how he did not forsake us in our earthly struggles, but single-handedly lifted us out of them. But this does not mean that all our struggles will be taken away, nor the heavy burden readily thrown off. But this is where God's miracle water shines once again. Because God's miracle water of baptism is effective at the root of the problem, our spiritual sickness. The washing away of our sin gives us hope and trust in Christ that He will preserve us through all our tribulations. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you. Not as removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a clean conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Through Jesus' substitutionary atonement, we receive a clean conscience before God. That means that we do not have to be afraid that God will judge us or reject our prayer because of our sin. But rather, He will welcome us and answer us because of our Savior's righteousness. In chapter 5, Peter writes, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." The day is drawing near where the Lord will remove all suffering and tribulation from your life. Whether that transition comes through death, or whether it comes when Jesus returns to take us home, these days of struggle are but a blip on the radar when compared to the eternal glory we spend with God. In the meantime, why look to some fraudulent prophet of God or something to find in a sin-filled world to find comfort when you have the very Word of God spoken to you? From the words of Paul, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer." Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And also the words of Jesus, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you." It is a blessing to know that we do not have to stake our lives on bargaining with God. Instead, God gives us His miracle water completely free. This baptism assures us that our sins are forgiven through the death and resurrection of Jesus. It grants us access to God in prayer as His children through Christ, our mediator. And it secures our spot in heaven with our Savior. Baptism can remove all fear of trial and tribulation because your God has overcome all of it for you. And perhaps the most comforting thing to come out of all of this is that your Heavenly Father knows you better than anyone else, and He will always do what is best for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.